It is Thursday, the 4th of April, 2024, and here are some of the top stories making the headlines across the Business Magazine website today. In a significant leap forward, Arxon, an adventure lifestyle brand known for its presence in the marine, automotive, and apparel industries, has successfully secured £6 million in Series A funding during its inaugural public investment round. The Southampton Science Park-based company, founded in 2018 by entrepreneur Jasper Smith, is poised to expand its global footprint, shaped by Smith's extensive experience traversing the world's terrains and oceans. This new infusion of capital marks an exciting chapter for Arxon, as it aims to cater to a growing community of adventure enthusiasts. The funding is expected to fuel innovation and growth across all three sectors in which Arxon operates. Luke Hanratty, who began his career as a trainee 10 years ago at Safari, the accounting and business advisory firm in High Wycombe, has recently ascended to the position of partner. Officially stepping into his new role at the start of April, Hanratty is set to collaborate with established partners Cheryl Davis and Andrew Watkinson to steer the strategic direction and growth of the firm. In addition to shaping the company's expansion, he will also focus on developing Safari's key sectors, signalling a significant progression in his professional journey. YTL Developments has kicked off construction of a sizeable 1,514-bedroom student housing complex at the burgeoning Brabazon neighbourhood, set on the historic grounds of the old Filton Airfield in Bristol. The project promises excellent connectivity to the city's heart and surrounding areas through various sustainable transport options, including the Metro bus service with a dedicated stop at Brabazon. In a move that bolsters its appeal to the academic community, the new complex will serve students from both the University of the West of England and the University of Bristol, potentially transforming student living in the city. Stay up to date with more by visiting thebusinessmagazine.co.uk. That's it for today. We are back tomorrow. From me, Jane, have a successful day. Goodbye.